Millions of people used their computers to search for aliens. Now, scientists have 100 signals worth a closer look. The search for extraterrestrial life in this vast universe needs all hands on deck. A crowdsourced project from UC Berkeley called on volunteers to lend their home computers to look for signs of alien life. And now, after years of work, scientists have narrowed it all down to 100 signals of interest. The project, called SETI at Home, short for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, ran from 1999 to 2020. It relied on volunteers' home computers to process radio signals from space. Over the course of the project, more than 12 billion potential signals were collected. For 10 years, the SETI at Home team analyzed them, narrowing first to 1 million signals of interest, and finally, to 100 radio signals that now require a deeper look. Nothing may ultimately come of this, but that doesn't mean SETI hasn't taken a major step forward. If we don't find ET, said David Anderson, computer scientist and co-founder of SETI at Home, what we can say is that we established a new sensitivity level. If there were a signal above a certain power, we would have found it. The results are now published in 2 papers in the Astronomical Journal. The project asked volunteers to install software on their home computers. This allowed the team to analyze data gathered by the now-defunct Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico, searching for unusual radio signals. Over 21 years, millions of people all over the world joined the effort. When we were designing SETI at Home, Anderson recalled, we tried to decide whether it was worth doing, whether we'd get enough computing power to actually do new science. Our calculations were based on getting 50,000 volunteers. Pretty quickly we had 1 million. He paused. It was kind of cool, and I would like that community, and the world, to know, we actually did some science. The approach was simple, but ambitious. Break down a massive amount of data, the kind normally processed only by supercomputers, into smaller chunks that many home computers could handle. Astronomers recorded the data passively as Arecibo's giant dish scanned different areas of the sky. Those chunks of raw signals were then distributed to volunteers' computers. The SETI at Home software processed the data using a tool called the Discrete Fourier Transform, showing which frequencies made up the radio signals. Then, it scanned for changes in frequency caused by the relative motion of the source, a phenomenon known as Doppler drift. At first, the project detected 12 million potential signals, but the real challenge was narrowing them down. Until about 2016, Anderson admitted, we didn't really know what we were going to do with all these detections we'd accumulated. We hadn't figured out the second part of the analysis. A supercomputer at the Max Planck Institute for Gravitational Physics in Germany helped filter out radio interference and noise that cut the number down to a couple of million. Then, the team removed signals that came from the same spot in the sky, or the same frequency. The final 1,000 signals were assessed manually. From that, the team chose 100 candidates worthy of deeper investigation. There's no way to fully investigate every possible signal, said project director Eric Corpella, doing that still requires a person and real eyeballs. He reflected, we have to do a better job of measuring what we're excluding. Are we throwing out the baby with the bathwater? I don't think we know, for most SETI searches. And that is a lesson for SETI searches everywhere. The final analysis of this extraordinary project is still to come.